Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
With the 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming right up, the Associated Press has just released an investigative report on the NYPD's intelligence unit and their intelligence work since September 11th, and in particular, the work that they've done in New York City communities and with the aid of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Committee, in domestic intelligence gathering. It's long been known that the NYPD conducts counterterror measures and that the U.S. that the police, I should say, the NYPD has offices abroad as well as in the U.S. since September 11th. But according to my next guest, AP investigative reporter Matt Apuzzo, the NYPD has been infiltrating New York City neighborhoods and in some cases mosques, and the work has blurred legal boundaries. Matt, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
What's the difference between what the NYPD is doing here and what any other police department does?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things. One, the NYPD just has resources that nobody else has. So what we're talking about here are things that both the NYPD has the political will to do that maybe other cities don't have, but they also have the manpower and the low crime rate to do it. And as we found, they also have a unique relationship with the CIA that nobody has. And just last month, the CIA dispatched one of its most senior spies to New York to work out of the NYPD, out of One Police Plaza.
Is that legal? Isn't the CIA supposed to only work abroad and not spy on Americans?
Well, the FBI is not chartered for domestic intelligence gathering.
Sorry, the FBI is. The CIA is not.
The FBI, right. The FBI is allowed to do it. The CIA is not. And what the CIA is doing here is, after 9/11, they sent an officer up here to work as George Tenet's, basically his personal liaison to New York, and that gentleman actually helped create these intelligence programs to monitor, to infiltrate, ethnic communities. And basically, he was being paid by the CIA. He was working out of New York, out of the NYPD, but he also had an office at the CIA station in New York. So, I mean, there's a real blurring of the line here.
Do you think that's against the law?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. But I do think that certainly when you have a CIA officer overseeing and helping guide a police department's domestic intelligence collection efforts, it certainly raises questions about whether the wall between foreign intelligence and domestic intelligence is as solid as it once was.
And all federal agencies are prohibited under what's called the Privacy Act from collecting intelligence on purely First Amendment activities, and that includes speech and that includes religion. So the federal government could not use what you call these mosque crawlers, but tell us what a mosque crawler is and whether it's legal or illegal when a municipal police department uses them.
Well, so a mosque crawler is the term that the informant guys at the NYPD have given to their roster of informants, people from the community who have come forward to help the NYPD, who are basically willing to just sit in mosques and be the eyes and ears. And, sometimes that's just, hey, let us know if there's signs of radicalization. But in other instances, they collect even when there's not necessarily evidence of wrongdoing, and so that's the bar, right? I mean, so you can't collect purely First Amendment activities if you're the federal government, but you can if you're investigating criminal activity and you have sort of a reason to believe there's criminal activity. The NYPD tells us, the spokesman for the NYPD says, look, we follow leads, we investigate crimes, that's why we put people in mosques. But our investigations show that the bar isn't nearly as high as it is in the federal government, that there are mosque crawlers who've been in use even before there are indication of criminal activity.
The NYPD issued this response to your piece this morning. It starts this way, quote, the piece is marked by outright fiction, like one of your sources, Cohen, or maybe that's an officer, you tell me, like Cohen not knowing warrants are needed in police searches, or invented terms like moss crawlers, and disturbing hyperbole like calling an apartment a command post. It quotes an undercover as being in a neighborhood as a walking camera, but fails to point out that a plot to blow up Herald Square Station brought the undercover to the neighborhood in the first place. They don't like your piece over at police headquarters.
They don't. Look, you know, his point about Herald Square, I mean, nobody's arguing that the NYPD Intelligence Division has prevented attacks and done good work to keep the city safe. I mean, our piece does not argue that. In fact, I think what we're trying to do here is say the enduring debate of post 9/11 is, do we have to give up privacy or civil rights in the name of security? And that's a discussion we've had here in Washington when it comes to wiretapping by the CIA or the NSA, indefinite detention, Guantanamo Bay. But we don't talk about it as much in New York, where we have the largest police force in the country working in an unprecedented relationship with the CIA, doing things that the federal government, you know, couldn't do on its own, and they're doing so with over $1 billion in federal money since 9/11.
We have 2 minutes left. I want to play you about a 45-second clip of Ray Kelly on our station, in fact, on the 9/11 anniversary last year during that week, on the same question of whether they're being insensitive to Muslim communities.
We did a very aggressive outreach to recruit people from all ethnic groups, all religions into the department, but I think we've been particularly successful with increasing the number of Muslim officers we have in the department, both uniform and civilian. You know, we now have speakers of what we call the sensitive languages, more so than any law enforcement agency that I'm aware of. We have many speakers of Pashto, Urdu, Farsi, Bengali, obviously Arabic. And we have increased our sensitivity training. We do everything we can to increase cultural awareness, cultural sensitivity throughout the ranks of the department.
Ray Kelly here last year. So, Matt Apuzzo, AP investigative reporter, did you get a sense from the communities that you were reporting in that there is a lot of distrust of the NYPD?
I think it cuts both ways, of course. I mean, I think the you know, the Muslim community generally knows that that the NYPD is more aggressive than it is certainly ever had been in Muslim communities. I think there any police officer involved in this, these undercover operations, will say, look, you know, the mosque crawlers became less effective as Muslims realized that, you know, they were in mosques. So, you know, now we use them as kind of cafe crawlers to just hang out in, you know, neighborhoods and cafes and whatnot. Look, Ray Kelly's absolutely right. The NYPD has resources that the federal government does not have. I mean, they have, you know, they draw recruits from a diverse community. They have language expertise that, you know, frankly, the CIA and the FBI would love to have. Let's not forget, you know, let's not pass over 9/11, right? 9/11 happened in New York. And
you found that a lot of people would rather have what they're doing than the risk of not doing what they're doing.
Well, I think that I suspect that a number of your listeners will say I'm totally glad they're doing that, and frankly, we don't come down on that one way or the other.
Right.
We just want to let people have the debate,
know what's happening,
because the debate
Matt
hasn't
Apuzzo,
been happening.
Investigative reporter for the AP on the NYPD's intelligence unit and the role of the CIA. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.